In Chicago, two nights ago, Mayor Richard Daley ordered workers to destroy the only runway of the city's downtown airport. The mayor has long threatened to turn the lakefront airport, called Miggs Field, into a park. He's fought for years with state officials and airport advocates. Now, as Chicago Public Radio's Carlos Hernandez-Gomez reports, many in Chicago are stunned by the reason given for the action and the way it was carried out.
Ever since the 9/11 attacks, Mayor Daley has been saying he doesn't like the idea of planes flying over downtown Chicago, within striking distance of the skyline's famous landmarks, like the Sears Tower. So sometime after midnight on Sunday, and with police escort, construction crews smashed concrete, tearing large X's into the single runway at Miggs Field, suddenly and effectively closing the airport that serviced 32,000 takeoffs and landings last year. Less than 12 hours later, Mayor Daley held a news conference to defend his action.
The reason we closed the airport now was a fear shared by the Park District, our emergency management specialist, and myself about all those airplanes coming so close to so many people in the downtown area. I am not willing to wait for a tragedy, as some have asked me to do, to happen before making a very difficult and tough decision.
Daley successfully dodged reporters' questions about why the work was done without prior notice, under cover of night. Airport supporters have their own theories. The Friends of Miggs Field group wrote a headline on its website that reads, "City uses stormtroop tactics to trash Miggs." Steve Whitney, the group's former president, disputes the city's claim that Miggs Field poses a security threat. Whitney calls the closure a classic land grab.
The issue here is that the mayor has been wanting to close Miggs Field for his own purposes for years, and he's willing to fan public fears to make it happen. Miggs Field is not a public threat. Its users are not terrorists. It is an asset to this city. And to use this excuse is reprehensible.
Mayor Daley has long wanted to turn the airport into lakefront parkland. The small airport on Chicago's northerly island has been a political football for much of the last decade. Mayor Daley feuded with former Republican Governor Jim Edgar over closing the airfield in 1997. More recently, Miggs was part of a deal hatched by Daley and former Governor George Ryan in December of 2001. It would keep Miggs open and expand O'Hare International Airport. But when a congressional effort to expand O'Hare failed, Daley said he no longer had to honor the deal to keep Miggs open. Dick Simpson is a political science professor at the University of Illinois and a former Chicago alderman. He says Daley's seemingly unilateral decision brings to mind how his father, Richard J. Daley, long wielded power here.
He's beginning to be a little too autocratic and a little too heavy-handed. It would have been better simply to give notice and to do it in a regular fashion and allow people to object. He would have gotten the same result. He would have gotten the field closed and been successful at that site.
Before the airport can be completely destroyed, there is another pending matter. The unannounced runway demolition left 16 private planes stranded at Miggs Field. The city says it will pay the transit costs for moving the planes. For NPR News, I'm Carlos Hernandez-Gomez in Chicago.